Welcome to Align and Arise, the podcast for wildly ambitious women who want to break free from the struggle, build a life without limits, and create success, wealth, and happiness completely on their terms and with way more than just the money in mind. I'm Abby Rogers, therapist, mentor, and abundance expert, and I'm here to help you create anxiety-free freedom and wealth that aligns with your soul. Let's dive in. True wealth is about being able to live in your joy and enjoy the present moment, no matter what we've got in the bank financially. However, we know that money and financial abundance facilitates all that. Very often, as ambitious and driven people, we can get locked in that search for the money. We can get really trapped in the constant treadmill of trying to generate more financial wealth because we think it will lead to the freedom that we so badly crave. And we keep thinking, yeah, if I just work super hard now, then down the line, I'm going to just be able to run for the hills and go out and do all the things I want to do and enjoy all of that. And it can mean that despite being very grounded, very connected people who understand what's really valuable in life, we can still find that we end up on this treadmill and we end up always chasing the money and never actually experiencing that wonderful freedom that we are all chasing because we've got our hands tied by that obligation to make money, which is going to lead us to that freedom one day. And the ironic thing is, and one of the things that I wanted to help you with today and come on talk about, is that being trapped in that cycle of pursuing the finance side of things actually reduces our ability to create the financial wealth, the money that we are so desperately seeking to help us bring all the good stuff into our life. Because the way our minds work, we can't create more abundance of any kind from a place of lack, from a place of scarcity and need. And you may have heard that before and thought, is that really based on anything substantial, or is it just what you're going to hear about manifestation and the energy of money out there? But that's based on not just my personal beliefs about how things work, it's based on basically scientific facts on how our brains work. Because when we are in scarcity mode, when we are in lack and need and chasing after something, we are in fight, flight, freeze, fawn mode. The very act of chasing something, being very active, switches on that sympathetic nervous system of ours. And when that kicks in, we lose our ability to connect with our creative, our intellectual, our intuitive, our rational thought processes, all our higher order brain functions. And we become very much influenced by the kind of base brain functions, by our subconscious defense mechanisms, basically. So instead of doing the things, instead of coming up with the solutions or pursuing the actions that would actually help us create more of the thing we're after, we drop into fight mode. So maybe we get into comparison and stop focusing on our own path and all the things that are good about us, or we end up in flight mode, like we'll run away from the things that scare us and stop us getting out there or trying new avenues. We might well end up in a bit of freeze, so we find like a million reasons to procrastinate and go round and round in circles with things instead of getting them done. Or sometimes we'll go into fawn mode and we'll start like pursuing all the gurus and getting blindsided by the latest coach that we think has all the answers instead of listening to our own intuitive answers. And very often it's a mix of those, and it's a lot of those things all happening at once, and we just kind of can't put our finger on why we're feeling stuck and not getting to where we want to be with our goals. But we're basically under the influence of that whole fight, flight, freeze, fawn system. So the key to creating more abundance is breaking out of that, and it's getting into that higher intuitive, creative, intellectual mind of ours instead. It's all about being able to lean into that, which comes from a place of feeling relaxed, feeling at ease, feeling in control, feeling calm, feeling abundant and safe now. And like we have that freedom now to do the things we want to do. And the more abundant and safe and connected to everything that's working for us at the moment we are, the less we have to worry about, the less we end up using our brain space on worry and exhausting things that are getting us nowhere, and the more energy we have to then go on and create better and better things. So that is kind of a brief summary of how abundance works and how we can end up sabotaging it all. And that's how I help people to create more wealth by reprogramming the subconscious mind to support them in naturally more favorable ways, so they don't go off and do all the procrastination stuff, and stop sabotaging themselves, and help them to connect to that calm presence, creativity, and spontaneous inner knowing, their own intuition. It's all about just helping you, yeah, take those ambitions and consciously create them instead of being trapped in trying to create them. So losing financial anxiety, losing imposter syndrome, comparison overwhelm, procrastination, perfectionism, all the things that aren't the highest expression of your most worthy and wealthy self. So I would love you to know that first of all, because that's how you're going to get the most out of me, by understanding what I do. And I would love to know in return what's going to be most helpful to you in this group. So where do you constantly find you're tripping yourself up? Where do you find you're getting in your own way that you're consciously aware of? What kind of tends to keep cropping up over and over for you that maybe you struggled with? Do you find yourself riding the emotional roller coaster and not able to function as effectively as you'd like? Do you rely too heavily on other people for their advice and input? Do you procrastinate? Do you kick yourself all the time for not taking the time out that you know you want to be taking out? Do you struggle to live in the present moment, even though you know that that's what you really want to do, because of maybe negative stories, narratives, or historical things you've been brought up with lingering in the background in that subconscious mind? Are you too much of a perfectionist? Perfectionist, even? Do you maybe just have a difficult relationship with abundance and money, full stop? What is it for you? What puts the brakes on you being able to be that highest expression of yourself?